Throughout Mariah Carey's life and career, she has faced many difficulties, but nothing can honestly compare to what she is going through today. Many news outlets have just reported that Mariah Carey not only lost her mother, but also her sister. Strangely, according to Mariah, it happened on the same day. To me, I found this rather suspicious, as her sister had exposed Mariah and her mother for having a sinister dark secret. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Mariah Carey losing her mother and sister. Let's get right into it. While Mariah Carey's music career peaked long ago, she still manages to find her name in the headlines every single year around Christmas. Currently, we are nowhere near Christmas, but Mariah's name has found its way in the headlines once again, and this time, it's not for a good reason. Sadly, I must report that Mariah lost her mother and her sister, and what makes this even worse, it happened on the same exact day. According to many news outlets, Mariah confirmed that her mother and sister both passed away on the same day, giving this statement to the media. "My heart is broken that I've lost my mother this past weekend. Sadly, in a tragic turn of events, my sister lost her life on the same day. I feel blessed that I was able to spend the last week with my mom before she passed. I appreciate everyone's love and support and respect for my privacy during this impossible time." Right now, there hasn't been any additional information provided about the cause of death, only that both her mother and sister passed away on the same day. I always find this strange when celebrities lose family members and the cause of death isn't provided. It just doesn't make sense. It's like they want their loved ones passing to appear like some sort of mystery. But what are the odds of Mariah losing both her mother and sister at the same time? I mean, if it wasn't like a car accident situation where both the sister and mother were in the same car, it doesn't make sense. I'm curious to see what the cause of death listed for both the sister and the mother is going to be. To me, it appears like there's something off about all of this. And after what her sister Allison had exposed about Mariah and her mother some time ago, I believe something sinister might have taken place here. Over a year ago, I made a video talking about Mariah Carey's sister Allison. Allison had revealed that her and Mariah had a rather dark childhood, claiming that Mariah's mother, Patricia, was a part of a satanic cult, even stating that their mother would routinely take them to satanic ritual parties. Allison grew up with Mariah until she was 11 years old. This is when she chose to move with her father to get away from Mariah and her mother, Patricia. Allison, unlike Mariah, had a very hard life since the age of 10, and by the time she was in her 20s, she was working the streets and had developed a serious substance issue. All while Mariah, who in her 20s was touring the world and making hit records. According to Allison, she ended up this way because of what she was put through by her mother Patricia as a child. Back in 2020, Allison made some very alarming claims and even filed a lawsuit against her mother, who she accused of forcing her to be a part of satanic cult rituals when she was only 10 years old. Allison spoke about her dark experience with this cult that her mother used to take her to in two separate interviews.
There was a close family member involved in a satanic cult. Used to force me to attend certain rituals. There were a lot of things that I witnessed that, you know, were like secrets that you wish you didn't have to hold on to. People would be wearing black robes with hoods, you know, so you couldn't see their faces. And they'd be walking in a line, chanting, like, drink blood. They do that. I did suffer during those rituals. There, some of those satanic holidays, they always will be involved with the sex. What kind of stuff going on that really shouldn't be, and it shouldn't be something children are forced to watch and screw up a child for their whole life. I never saw Mariah with us when we were walking into Mariah, I know that you've gone through a tremendous amount of pain and difficulty, and sometimes it's as though, I know sometimes you feel as though what you're remembering didn't really happen, you know. I just want you to know that if there was ever any way that you needed help from me, just pick up the phone and call me. I would always be there for you.
People would meet. They all used to
walk through the bushes at the Unitarian church down by the water in Huntington. There was a building, some other building, big building, right through the bushes at the fellowship. And they'd have these big circles of these Satanists around an altar where the people, sometimes in hooded, what do you call them? They were wearing these long cloaks that were brown with hoods, and they'd be in a circle or two circles, one side or the other, by the altar, where there'd be live and sometimes, but not at the same time, you know, one at a time. So, and that would happen at night. It never happened during the fellowship.
As you heard for yourself, Allison makes claims that she was taken by a family member who we now know as her mother, Patricia, to a satanic cult party. She claims that at this gathering, the most disturbing satanic activities were taking place. She said she witnessed the satanic cult members performing rituals that involved the participation of children as young as 2 years old, claiming that she even witnessed blood rituals taking place. She stated that she saw members wearing cloaks and standing in circles around an altar. She also claimed that she wouldn't often see Mariah at these cult gatherings. Allison claims that these Satanists did horrible things to her and used her for rituals. I looked into Mariah's mother, and what I found out was that she was a part of the industry herself, as she was an opera singer. Her mother was in the industry before Mariah. Most likely, she was introduced to this satanic lifestyle and involved their children in it. This would explain why the mother was taking Allison to these satanic rituals. It appears that she was using Allison as an offering for success, which obviously worked, as Mariah became one of the biggest superstars in the world. I don't think it's a coincidence that Allison left her mother and sister and had no fame, while Mariah stood living with her mother and became a superstar. Patricia was involved in a satanic cult, and Allison made it known that Mariah and her mother stopped talking to her long ago. They essentially cut her off. She wasn't looking good in her last videos exposing the situation, as she appeared extremely sick. Now, the fact that she passes away on the same day as her mother is rather suspicious to me. It's just not adding up. We all know Hollywood is a strange, dark place. Things happen in the industry that is kept from the world. I believe their passing is directly connected to the satanic cult they were a part of. Allison told us her mother and Mariah are Satanists who are a part of this satanic cult. She claims she saw this satanic cult make sacrifices in front of her. It's obvious that the passing of Allison and Patricia is related to this cult, as it could have been a result of whatever pact Patricia made while she was a part of this satanic cult. From the research I have done into this, according to Allison, her mother was involved in a satanic cult since Mariah was a baby. As Allison claims, she protected her sister at one of these satanic cult parties. It could be possible that Patricia made a pact with the devil and possibly offered her soul and Allison. This would explain why she would give Allison to the cult for rituals and ceremonies and not Mariah. It would also explain how Allison has such a terrible life full of substance abuse and trauma, while Mariah had a marvelous life full of wealth and fame. When people are offered to the devil, demons overtake their life, and that's exactly what we saw with Allison. It's obvious to me that Allison was the price for Mariah's success, as she admitted this herself. Patricia offered Allison to this cult that led to the success of Mariah. Patricia then benefited from the success Mariah had. She enjoyed the money and fame her daughter earned. Mariah's career was like no others in the industry. She became one of the most successful singers who have ever lived, and we know there's a price for that level of success. To this day, she makes millions of dollars a year, while her sister barely made it by. In the occult, many make these kinds of deals where they offer a loved one for success and fame. Now, this is exactly what I believe happened with Patricia and Allison. Now, it appears it was time to collect on that deal. This is always the price for fame when you get it from the devil. While Mariah might have been given the world, she lost her family and her soul for it. Her mother gave her to Satan to make her a star. I will pray for Allison, as I truly feel bad she was born into such a lifestyle. Mariah was born into this as well, so I feel bad for her too. But the only thing is that she's in her 50s and never left the industry behind. She embraced the evil of the industry to become rich and more famous. People see Mariah as just an innocent singer, but her own sister exposed her for being involved with the occult. She was also one of the celebrities who partied with Diddy at his all-white parties. Parties that we know the freak-offs were going on at. I find it hard to believe that Mariah lost her sister and her mother on the same day just by coincidence. I am confident this is connected to the satanic cult Allison exposed they were a part of. I believe this same satanic cult was behind Mariah's success. This is what Hollywood is all about behind the scenes. Well, I'ma keep my eyes on this story to see if any updates are revealed and at least a cause of death is provided. I am also thinking about doing a video on Mariah's mother. If that's something you want to see, let me know below. But I'ma end this one here. Thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.